Begin the current daf, Maseches Chulin daf Samach Aleph. Begin on the bottom line of Samach Mabez, where the Gemara continues to explain the halach of our Mishnah, which was discussing the defining characteristics of the kosher behemoth, chayis, oifis, chagovim. Now, although the Mishnah said that it says in the Torah what are the distinctive signs of a kosher animal, but the Mishnah said simani ha'oif le'nemer, but it doesn't say the identifying features of the kosher and non-kosher birds. To which the Gemara asks, v'loi, is that really so? The Torah doesn't tell us what are the signs of a kosher and non-kosher bird? But Vatanya, within the Brayse, it expounds the Pasuk in Mayikra, which is talking about regarding what are the non-kosher birds. So the Pasuk there begins that these should be an abomination from the birds that one should not eat because they're disgusting, which they are the nesher, the eagle, as is commonly translated, as the Ketanet of Samach Aleph and Aleph, which it's mentioning the eagle, the nesher, amongst the non-kosher birds. So on that, the Brisa says, we expound what's called a binyan av, which is like a mamatzin that we learn out from the characteristics to learn out and distill the halachic principles, which is man nesher miyuchad, just like the eagle is distinct. She'ein loy, which doesn't have one of the following signs, that it doesn't have etzba yaseir, it doesn't have the extra finger that sticks out in the back of its claw. Vezefik, it doesn't have a crop, which is one of the organs of the digestive system in the intestines. Vein krokovani niklef, its gizzard cannot be peeled. Vidoris vaichel, it also claws and then it eats. Tummy, and it's a non-kosher bird, as is mentioned in the Torah. So says the Brisa, af kol kayitzabai. So then also all those birds which are similar, that doesn't have one of these identifying features, would be from the same species as a nesher, because it also doesn't have any of these kosher signs, and they're tummy, so it's a non-kosher bird. But a bird, a fowl, that does have one of these signs is going to be considered tar, it's going to be considered kosher. And for sure, if it has two or three of the signs, or all four of the signs, for sure it's going to be a kosher bird, except for the birds that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah, which that's Gzeis HaKasa, that's a biblical decree, that even though they have one of the identifying or two of the three features, that, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, that they're still considered not kosher. But Rashi clarifies, and he says this, that the Brice is saying, af kol, also all those other things, what we're including is only things that are under the same species category as Dinesher, because there is no other non-kosher bird besides the 24 that are mentioned in the Torah, as the Brice teaches later on, the Samach Gimel Mabez. That's why the Torah, when it specifies, delineates a list of birds, it mentions those which are non-kosher, to tell you that the rest of the birds in the world are actually all kosher. Now, regarding those 24, it has, from those, there are those that have some of the signs of purity of a kosher bird, but not all four. And the exception is the nesher. The nesher is the one that doesn't have any of the four signs of a kosher bird. So we learn that anything that also, any bird that also doesn't have any of those four signs, and there is no other ones in the world, but it means to say that it's in the category of the nesher, and then it's also going to be a non-kosher bird. Now, however, continues the Brisa, Tyrin, the turtle dove, the Torah writes it that that's a kosher bird. And from that you learn the binyan av to all those that also share the similar characteristics, sheyesh lehen etzba yaseir. So any bird that has that extra finger sticking out in the back of its hand, or vezefik, or a crop, meaning and a crop, the krug of a niklef, and its gizzard could be peeled, vein dursim oichel, and also does not claw, meaning pick it up with its claw and then eat it, doesn't do that. So then tahirin, that's a kosher bird. That's what you find, the forearm of the turtle dove. So afkol kayitzim, in turn, so anything that shares a similar characteristic that has these four signs will also be a kosher bird. Now, although that the ratio and the seif of the Brisa seem to contradict itself, because the ratio seems to indicate that it's going to be kosher if it has at least one kosher sign, and the seif, by comparing to the turtle dove, sounds like it's only kosher if it has all four signs. As the Gemara is going to explain later on, the definitive one is the ratio, that as long as it has one sign, it's going to be considered kosher, but the Seifa has a different reason why it's mentioning the turtle dove, but not to say it requires all four signs. But one thing that the Gemara's question is, you see from the Brisa that this is written in the Torah, that you find this halachic concept of the four signs of a kosher bird. It wasn't rabbinically made up. It's in the Torah's concept regarding the contrast between the nesher and the tire and the turtle dove. So Madam Abayi says, yeah, this is what the Mishnah meant. Loinema pirushin medivri Torah. It doesn't explicitly say in the Torah the four signs of a kosher bird. Element different say from, rather, it's rabbinically extrapolated from the fact that the Torah tells you the kosher birds are the turtle dove, and that has these four signs. And it also counts amongst those which are non-kosher, the nesher, and the differentiation between the two of them are these four signs. Obviously, those are the four signs of what makes a bird, a kosher bird kosher. And again, as we're going to explain, as long as it has one of those signs, that's a definitive sign of being a kosher bird, again, except for those exceptions that are mentioned in the term. Now, continuing on this theme, Tani Reb Chiya, Chiya Torah Debraisa, Eif HaBo B'Siman Echad, if a bird comes in front of us with at least one of the signs of that are a sign of a kosher bird, so tar, it's a considered kosher bird, and for sure if it has two or three of the signs, as long as we recognize that it's not one of those 24 birds which are written in the Torah, which is actually a problem for us because we don't know, therefore, unless we have a Masoretic tradition that it is a kosher bird, we cannot rely definitively that it is, unless we know explicitly. But in general, if someone would know all the 24 non-kosher birds mentioned in the Torah, and he knows it's not one of them, as long as it's one of the signs of a kosher bird, let's say it has a crop, so then we're going to consider that bird kosher. And the reason is, lefisha in daima l'nesher, because it's not comparable to the nesher, which is nesher deles leklal. The Torah mentions the nesher, the eagle, as a non-kosher bird, which doesn't have any of the four signs. That's what the Torah is telling you, hu delei techel. That's the type of bird that you can't eat. Ha'ika de isleicha, but if there's a bird that has at least one of the kosher signs, techel, that then you could eat it. The Torah has to say this one's forbidden, because it has none. Obviously, if it has at least one sign, it's going to be kosher. However, the Gemara asks, but v'lei lef mitayrin, but you could actually learn that the opposite way, from the opposite extreme. Learn out from the turtle dove and say, as we pointed out this contradiction before, matayrin de ikka kulu arba, just like the turtle dove, that the Torah says is kosher, has all the four signs. Safhachinami ad ikka kulu arba, maybe say until the bird has all four signs, only then will it be kosher. How are you saying that even if it has one, it's kosher? And that says the Gemara, but imkain, if that would be the case, that would be learning out from the turtle dove that it requires four signs. Then shar oifis tamein de kasr rachman olamali. Then why does the Torah have to write all those other 24 birds to say that they're not kosher? Not one of those birds that the Torah mentions has all four of the signs, as the Gemara is going to say later on Amud Beis, that 20 of them have three of the signs, the raven has two of the signs, and Paris and Aznia have each one of the signs. So why would the Torah then say that they're usher? Obviously, to tell you that no, because generally, if you do have one or two, three signs, it is kosher. And those are explicitly, the Torah tells you they're not going to be kosher. But if we were learning from the Torah, we wouldn't, from the turtle doves, we wouldn't have to say these that they're non kosher. We obviously know it doesn't have all four signs. But that is the Gemara, but v'nelef minayu. But let's learn out from those which the Torah mentions and say, mahasam t'losav le'echlina, just like over there by those 20 birds that the Torah mentions, they have three of the kosher signs and you can't eat it. So maybe say, I've called t'losav le'echl, every bird that has only three of the kosher signs cannot be eaten. I'm sure if it only has two or one of the kosher signs that you can't eat it. Learn out from those birds that you see that three signs is not sufficient and that's why it's not kosher. And that's just the Gemara. No, because imkain, if that would be the case, that you're learning out from those birds that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah, that is not kosher, even has three signs, then oyv the kasr rachman olam ali, then why does the Torah have to tell you that the raven is not a kosher bird if it only has two of the signs? Hashtad the islay klas lechlin. If you tell me to learn out from those 20 birds that are mentioned in the Torah, which has three of the signs, that's not kosher and you can't eat it. So the islay trey mibaya. So do you need to tell me the raven that has only two signs that you can't eat it? Obviously, it's telling me that no, because in general, if it has two signs or even one sign, that you could eat it. And that's what the Torah has to tell you. No, that this one that has two signs, that you can't eat it because you don't learn out from those which it has three signs and still you can't eat it. Because if you did, then you wouldn't have to say the raven. Of course the raven's not good. Rather, because obviously in general, if it has three signs, it actually is kosher to be eaten. However, the Gemara continues on the basic, continues on this theme and says, okay, so you can't learn out from those 20 animals, from the 20 birds that have three signs, because then why are we saying the raven? Obviously raven's forbidden. But then the Gemara says, okay, v'leilif me'irv. So let's learn out from the raven and say, mahasim treilai, just like over there has two kosher signs, and you can't eat it. Avkol treilai, maybe say that in every bird we should learn out from that if it has two signs, you can't eat it. And that says the Gemara, well, imkain, if that would be the case, then peres vaznia, the kasr, achman ulamali, then the peres and the zni, which are two different types of birds, why does the Torah have to mention them, which they only have one sign, to say that you're not allowed to eat them? Hashta the islay treilai echlin. If the Torah already tells me regarding the raven that has two kosher signs, it's not kosher. So the islay chad mibay, would you think to say if it has one kosher sign that you could? Obviously, because then actually when it generally has two signs, you could eat it. And that's where I have to tell you, oh, but the peres vaznia have one sign, oh, that you can't eat. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. three signs, two signs, you understand that there it's going to be kosher from the fact that we said something even less than that, that it's treif. Because if we learn that from there, that it's treif, for sure the one that's even less than that. But ask the Gemara, v'nigmar mi peres vaznia. But then learn that from the peres vaznia, that at least when you see in the Torah that one sign is not sufficient, like you see the peres vaznia, that each have one sign, that they're considered non-kosher species of birds. And that says the Gemara, no. Because imkin, if that would be the case, that you learn that from the vaznia, that one sign is not sufficient, that it's considered non-kosher, then Nesher, the Kaz Rechman, the Lamali, then why does the Torah have to tell me which is the only one of all the non-kosher birds, that it, or and if it has none, then it's under that subcategory of the Nesher. Why does the Torah have to tell me that that's not a kosher bird? If you tell me that it has one sign, that it's, you can't eat, it's not kosher, no matter which bird it is, because you learn that from the Peres Nesnia. So less like Klame Bai, would you have to tell me in the Torah that the Nesher, which has none of the signs, that you, it's not kosher? Ella rather says the Gemara from the fact that the Torah did write Nesher, obviously because you don't learn that from the Nesnia and the Peres, and that all of the birds that have one sign that's not from the type of species of the Peres and the Nesnia is considered kosher, because we learn that from Nesher to tell you, and that's why the Torah had to tell you, Nesher you can't eat, Nesher de les le klalu de le techel, the eagle that has none of the kosher signs, that you can't eat. Hades lechad echel. But if it has at least one of the kosher signs, then you could eat it. And for sure, if it has two or three of the signs, except for Sneha and Peres, which it's not valid with one of the kosher signs. And so to a raven, even though it has two of the kosher signs, the Torah tells you you can't eat it. And all those other 20 explicit ones that the Torah mentions, although they have three kosher signs, you can't. That's why the Pasuk mentions them. Because actually, in general, if it has at least one of the kosher signs, as we learned from Nesher, that Nesher has none, it's forbidden. But if it has at least one, then it's actually going to be permitted to have that bird that is considered a kosher species. But then the Gemara asks, okay, Ve'elo time of the Kaz Rechman and Nesher, you're telling me that since that it's because the Torah wrote Nesher that it's forbidden, that's how we know, oh, because it has no signs, that's why it's considered not kosher. But if it has at least one kosher sign, then that's a kosher species of birds. Now, halav hochi, but you tell me, if the Torah would not have written Nesher, then, as the Gemara had previously asked, Havamina, so then I would have said, Leilev mi peres vaznia. That, okay, so then we shall learn from peres vaznia that it, even though it has one kosher sign, that it's not considered kosher. And we only said because the Torah says Nesher, that's how we know one kosher sign is good. But if not for Nesher, then you would have learned out from peres vaznia that one kosher sign is not considered kosher. However, as the Gemara, Havali peres vaznia, these two different birds, are shnei kesuvim habam keechad. They're two different psukim, two different elements written in the Torah that are teaching you one halacha, which is saying that when a bird has one kosher sign, which each one of them have one kosher sign, that then it's considered not kosher type of bird. Now, ushnei kesuvim habam keechad emalam, that when you have two psukim teaching the same halacha concept, you actually cannot learn out from them, because if the Torah wanted to teach you that one simon is going to be not kosher, and to learn out that to all other birds, then the Torah should have written by one of them, and we would have learned that the other one, including all the other birds that have one, from there. Why say the same concept twice? Obviously, it's telling you it's only over here and not by other places. So why does the Torah have to say Nesher? Says Gemara, no, because Gemara, we actually have a tradition, and that's why it's not going to be considered Shnei Kesuvim Habam Keechad. The Ikka Bahai, Leka Bahai. The one kosher sign that was by one of them wasn't by the other one. Or the Ikka Bahai, Leka Bahai. And the one sign that was by this one was not by the other one. That's why it's not Shnei Kesuvim Habam Keechad. And that's therefore they're both necessary, because had the Torah only written, let's say, Peres, so I would have said, oh, it's that one sign that's not sufficient to make a kosher. But the one sign of the Znia is sufficient to make a kosher, and then you could eat it. That's when you need Znia. And had the Torah only written the Znia, so then we wouldn't have learned that Peres from there. And therefore, that's why both of them are necessary, and therefore I would have said that you could learn out from there, which is that even though it has one simon, you can't eat it. That's what the Torah has to write Nesher to say that no, only when it has no simon on them, but if it has at least one simon, unless it's one of those mentioned in the Torah that even though it has one, two, three, is not kosher, but if it's not one of those mentioned, then if it has at least one simon, it's going to be a kosher species of birds. Now, however, the Gemara asks, but Mechti, let's see, regarding the answer that you just gave, Esther and Va'arba Eifes Tameim Hava, there are 24 non-kosher birds specified in the Torah. Now, by all of them, there is a max, and the majority of them have, three simoni tahara, three of the characteristics of a kosher bird, except for a raven. Now, e'efshar d'chad d'ikka b'hanach leka b'hani. The Gemara asks, it doesn't seemingly seem possible that one sign that's by the Peres shouldn't be by one of those 20 other birds. and or that one sign that's by the Znia shouldn't be by one of those 20 birds. Now, if that's the case, that whatever the one sign is by the Paris and that other one sign that's by the Znia is in those three signs by those all those other birds, so it comes out that the Torah is telling us that sign two times to say that you can't eat it when it has that simen. So then, ultimately, you're back to the question. So really, you do have to circum teaching the same idea, and therefore you cannot learn to all the other birds that come with one of those two simanim, because the Torah is telling you that in two different places. So since you can't learn from there, so then why would we think that it's forbidden that you need to have Nesher to permit it? You said you would have thought it's going to be forbidden because, oh, they're teaching individually, and they're two different ones. That has one simon, and that has a different one simon. Yeah, but those other birds have three of them. That one is in there, and the Torah tells you you can't eat them. So that one simon was already mentioned twice, and then you can't learn from there. So again, why would we think that one simon would be not kosher to say you need Nesher to teach that it is kosher? You would never have thought it's not kosher because you can't learn that from Paris of Aznia, because although Paris is different than Aznia, but whichever one is by Paris or Aznia was already said by the other ones, and it's saying it twice. That's the thing. No, actually, Gemir, we have a tradition that Esrim va'ba oifes tameim hava. Like we said, there are 24 non-kosher birds that there are in the world, which are those mentioned in the Torah. Va'arba simanim, and there's, like we said, four signs that are endemic to a kosher bird. Now, tlasa hadri b'kulu, that actually the same three signs are what revolve around all those birds. In other words, all those birds, whether those that have three signs, which are Esther Mehem, Shleish, Shleish, like we said, 20 of the birds have three of the kosher signs, Betray Ba'irv, and then we have that the raven has two signs. Those two signs are from those same three. Because in contrast, the fourth kosher sign is not by any one of those birds that have those three signs that are different combinations by all of them. Now, one of those three signs is either by the Paris or by the Znia. But the fourth sign is by that other bird, whether it be Paris or Znia, the other one. So it comes out that that fourth sign was only said in the Torah one time. Chad be Paris, v'chad be Znia. One of them, which is one of the three, was said by Paris or Znia. And the other one was said, again, by Paris or by Znia. Now, as we said, because the Isa b'ha, lesa b'ha, whatever is that one sign by Paris is not the same one that's by Znia. Now, what would you say that you should learn out to say that a bird that comes with one simon of Tahara is not going to be kosher, whichever one of the four simonim it is, because we don't know which is that simon that the Torah wrote only one time to learn from there to say that that one simon is not going to be sufficient. Because actually there is one of those two birds, Paris Aznia, that it's the only one that has that fourth simon. Because all those other 23 birds have from the three. And Paris or Znia has one of those from those three, but the fourth one is only one of those birds. So it was only said once in the Torah. So we could learn from there. But we don't know which one that is. So you would think any bird that comes with one simon actually would be not kosher. Kasar Rahman and Nesher. That's what the Torah had to write the eagle to tell you that only no, Nesher delesli klalu deleitechel. Only the eagle has none of the signs is not kosher. Ha'ikka deslechad, but if there's a bird that has at least one simon of kashras, it's going to be kosher, and therefore achal, therefore you could eat it. But then the Gemara concludes this discussion by asking, well, Elotarin the Kasar Rahman Alamali, then why does the Torah write the halacha of the turtle dove? Since we said we're not learning out from the turtle dove. Because if we said learning from the turtle dove, it would require four simonic kashrus, and we're saying that no, as long as you have one, as long as it's not like the Nesher, it's going to be valid. And if you're going to tell me that the reason why the Torah wrote the turtle dove is for the turtle dove itself, but you don't need that, because we're learning out from the Nesher, even that one kosher sign is a kosher bird. For sure, the turtle dove has all four. So why does the Torah write that? On that, Amar Rav Ukiva Bar Chama, he says, it's lekarbon, for the laws of sacrifices, to tell you that only the turtle dove is kosher for a carbon, and not any other bird. The only birds that are brought are the turtle doves and the pigeons. Now, although the Tana, the Brice, had mentioned before, when it was comparing all the birds to the turtle dove and saying, and also Av Kol that has these four signs is kosher, that it really wasn't required to tell us that what types of birds are going to be kosher. Because like we're saying, even a bird that has one kosher sign is kosher, which we learn out in the contrast to the Nesher. For sure, if it has all four signs. Rather, what we're learning from the turtle dove is just to tell us what are the four kosher signs, because the turtle dove has all four of them. And that's what's the difference between the turtle doves and the eagle. But it doesn't require all four. It's just telling what they are. But if it has at least one of those four, that's learning from the Nesher that that's going to be considered a kosher species of birds. Again, unless it's one of those other ones that the Torah explicitly mentions that even though it has one, two, or three of the signs, it's not going to be kosher.